Welcome to 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis. This is Episode 8. I'm William O'Flaherty from the All About Jack podcast. I'm sharing some reflections about the Screwtape Letters. Many people are surprised to learn just how funny the letters written to Wormwood really are. Take, for example, when Screwtape wrote about gluttony. The majority of what he had to say is found in the 17th letter, but he also makes a passing reference to it in the 25th. When Screwtape first brings up gluttony in the 17th letter, he boasts about how effective hell has been to make it so churchgoers hardly find a sermon preached on the topic. However, Wormwood is told that their focus isn't on the typical way us humans think of gluttony. Instead of excessive eating, the devils concentrate their efforts on the gluttony of delicacy. What follows next is some of the most humorous material in the Screwtape letters. Wormwood's patient's mother is given as an example of a person who practices gluttony of delicacy. We are told how this lady is enslaved to this kind of sensuality, though she is completely unaware. What exactly is this gluttony of delicacy, you ask? Screwtape details a woman's actions when she is at a restaurant. When she is brought her food, she complains that it is way too much and insists that it be taken back and she be brought a smaller amount. Additionally, when the patient's mother asks for some tea, she insists that it must be weak, but not too weak. What she doesn't realize is how determined she is to get what she wants, and that her behavior is troublesome to others. Her gluttony, or what we might call reverse gluttony, most often makes her offended by the sight of more food than she happens to want. Screwtape also calls this an all-I-want state of mind. Later in the letter, he notes that the patient, who is male, is not likely to fall into the all-I-want mindset. Instead, he is more easily turned into a glutton through the use of vanity. That is, the patient should pride himself on being very knowing about food, which is often manifest by being able to locate the only restaurant in town where steaks are really properly cooked. Then finally, Wormwood is told, merely achieving excess in food for this man is not enough. It must be used as a kind of artillery preparation for attacks on chastity. And there you have it, 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis. I'm William O'Flaherty, the author of C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape Letters. Learn more about it and download a free 20-page PDF sample at ScrewtapeCompanion.com. That's ScrewtapeCompanion.com, where you can also find out about respected Lewis scholars and others that have endorsed my enhanced study guide.